Them girls loose. Dalton in the shotgun, waits on the snap, he's got it, he's back, a short drop, he gets hit by Desmond Bryant and he sacks him! Back inside the 35, at the 33, Kirksey was in there too, the big Desmond Bryant got in there. Third down and 15, he's got the snap, he drops the throw, pressure coming, and he gets sacked again! Desmond Bryant, tee him up again! All the way back at the 25-yard line.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Donovan on the call of back-to-back sacks for Desmond Bryant, who had another strong performance for the Browns. That D-line really woke up. I thought the return of Phil Taylor, I saw him play at a very high level in that game. I thought that D-line, you get Billy Winn back last week, Phil Taylor this week, that D-line starting to pick up its play, Matt.
Oh, no doubt. I thought they played their best game. I thought Phil Taylor looked like, you know, rejuvenated. Not only was that knee back to 100 or close to 100%, but I thought his fresh legs really shined through. You could see him making plays laterally along that defensive line and also, too, even some tackles down the field as well. Absolutely great performance. And I think a lot of what we expected out of Des Bryant with missing, Armonte Bryant, we knew we needed another Bryant to step up to add that internal pass rush, and he did so last night.
He certainly did. All right, we've got to give a quick shout-out on Twitter. At Justin B. Merrick, who followed, listens to the show all the time, tweets us all the time, says, so we started this week with a victory Monday. We've ended this week with a victory Friday on my birthday. Go Browns. So happy birthday to you. And, yes, that is certainly a great, great week. Two victory days out of five, Matt. We'll take that. I don't know. There's a lot of things that have come together this week that have made it special, but certainly the Browns have done just that. And how about Deshaun Gibson? Dropped an interception
He
wants back. Probably the easiest one he'll ever get, but forced a fumble, so still had a hand in a turnover once again.
That's right. So we're sitting, again, my wife and I are watching the game, and he drops the pick, and I'm like, ah! Like, I react, and I scared the bejesus out of her, because I think she was, you know, looking down at her phone or looking down at something or writing something, and she's like, oh my God, you scared me. What happened? I'm like, dude, he leads the league in picks. And that also, too, Nathan, as much as we're not, you know, in that locker room, we are as passionate as fans about the success of this football team.
Oh, yeah, I was fist pumping like a madman on the sideline, throwing out high fives, trying to get as much time as I could in front of that heater. It was cold out there. But, yes, certainly a lot of passion. Dave in Hawaii, obviously passionate about his Browns, and he joins us now on CBD.
Hey, guys. Great game yesterday, and Tayshaun, he dropped that pick because he was eyeing the end zone already.
Oh, he was ready to go for six, no question.
Yeah, could I make one fantasy comment before I make my real point?
Sure.
Okay, I got handcuffed in my league because Rashad Jennings is injured, and Verena's on a bye, so I had to start Tate and West. It worked out real well. But I had a point I wanted to make about Josh Gordon. Getting him back, we're definitely going to have, obviously, the deep ball back. But in addition, we'll be able to in the red zone, we'll be able to throw the back fade. Jordan Cameron will be more open because he'll get single coverages. And then here's the thing I noticed, though. We're going to be able to start running halfback draws more up the middle now because the defenses will be dropped back. And so it just shows how much more explosive our offense can get. And it doesn't even mean that, you know, Gordon has to touch the ball either.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
For sure.
And I think, for me personally, I thought, where there time and time again where, once we were able to take advantage of some of those play action and get some of those wide open windows, you could see, and I thought it was genius, again, on behalf of Kyle Shanahan, motioning small out of the backfield lures the defender out of the box as well. And what you got was a six and a half, or a seven man box. And again, we know the Kyle Shanahan still, we run the football into an eight man box, against Oakland and Tampa. And we did so against Jacksonville to no avail, but I think we might've found something in motioning small out, luring a defender out. And you saw the success that we had when we can get our offensive line, which again has built continuity, to dominate a six or seven man front. We're able to get 4, 5, 6, 8 yards at in chunks, which is success on the ground for us moving forward.
And no question. You start picking up 5 yards on first down, you're in second and manageable. You get very, very good. And I think it obviously helps this team because, when you have that run pass option, you saw the play action became more effective. I thought the play action, once Crow came in, became much more effective. I thought one thing that was easy to see on the sideline was defenses really respect Crow's speed. And I know he didn't break any long runs, but there's something about the way he runs that defenses really pause on his play fakes, and I certainly noticed that in this one. All right, let's stay on the phone lines here, 216-578-0850. Dan in Florida. Dan, welcome to the show.
Nate. What's Kaiser. Up? Kaiser Wilhelm, man, it's an honor.
Thank you, man.
Listen, I got two quick points because while I was on hold, I thought of this, and nobody's really saying it. But did you guys hear about Hill's prediction for the score before the game?
No, what was it?
Yeah, he said it was going to be 52-0 Cleveland, which is why I think he was so disappointed that Cleveland only scored 24 points on him. that's probably why he was so upset.
It must have been. I thought Spencer Lanning had a great tweet. Spencer Lanning goes, "What's a Jeremy Hill?" I thought that was very good in response to Jeremy Hill's comments after the game.
It was. And I think that, for me personally, an idiot comment by him. I think anytime, again, a rookie running back who essentially would see the field on a limited basis with a healthy Giovanni Bernard, at this point, it's nonsense. It's in my eyes, it's very similar to Greg Little's comments. They matter nothing. And what makes it even worse is he's saying that probably very quickly after a football game, off of an emotional disappointment. But he gets to chew on this loss for the next 10 days.
No question. He gets to chew on. So does Andy Dalton, who certainly has to be #SD, so distraught after the worst performance of his career. But that's what happens when you come barking up the Browns tree. And I'll tell you what, Matt, what we saw in this game was a defense that was able to get pressure at times without blitzing. And with this back end playing as well as it has, when you do that, look out. This D is going to be tough.
They are. And what I love about this defense is we picked our spots to blitz or rush Andy Dalton, and I think that, again, Jabal Sheard, Paul Kruger, they didn't necessarily have the production that we would like, but they impacted throws, throwing him to the ground, getting a hand on him, having your hands at or around his shoulder or around his legs at certain times. But what I loved about this defense, and I think we've essentially mastered it, is when we do get a team into that third nine-plus type of situation, the fact that we can comfortably sit back,
at or around the sticks,
and let a 6-yard throw happen in front of you, and it wasn't just a one-on-one with one guy coming up to make a tackle. You had the vice tackle, you had the point guy, you had the outside guy, you had the inside guy, and all three of them were guaranteeing that when impact was made, he was not moving forward a yard.
I love that, and I thought they did a better job not putting guys on islands. All right, we've got the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. His press conference from today coming up next here on CBD. But I'll tell you, just walking through the city today, I was in a Browns hoodie, high fives. People were fired up. They were excited. And I think for a town that has been through so much disappointment, trying to get together and having obstacles pop up that has prevented this team from getting to the playoffs where they wanted, when you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel now after a 24-3 win, 6-3, there is a buzz. I think this town is getting some Browns fever, and I like it. We'll be back with the man orchestrating that right after this, Mike Pettine.